Was it common for miners to find other work while strikes were on?
Miners did everything, kid. They leave the pits, they went on no end of jobs. Yeah. But I got transferred by my director, would probably be friends with another director somewhere who worked, I forgot the name of the company who was doing that job. He'd say, "Hey, can you find me work for half a dozen men?" You, "Why?" "Oh, the buggers were on strike." "Ah, send them down, you, I'll sort them out." And that's how they work.
Was there a lot of striking going on then around that time?
They're all on strike, kid. Yeah, they're all on strike. All the miners are on strike. I never agreed with it, and now I don't agree with the unions at all. If they was sensible, I wouldn't, you know, but some are horrible. I know. And I remember one time, this youth, he'd been on nights, and he'd blasted, and he hadn't blown a bucket full. He'd put the holes in wrong, you know. They all have to be going to a pattern to blow the middle out, then you blow the rest out, you see. And, of course, the day shift says, "Oh, that man's out, you let us sack him, he's useless." So I said, "I'll tell you what, when you come up it, I'll get in touch with him and ask him to come out and we'll discuss it in the office. You've got to be very shrewd, you know, kid." So, he came in office, and this here bloke, actually come from Doncaster, he says, "You're bloody useless, you don't know what you're on with, you don't." And he says, "If you say I'm no good, I'll put my notice in, accepted." Because he was no good, you see. Of course, he went to union. And the union come, give this man his job back, or so I'll have knife in you. I said, "Put what you like in me." I said, "He volunteered, put his notice in, and I've accepted. End of story." "Well, you ain't got a leg to stand on then, you see." It's going all the while, kid. Aye. Well, there's quite a few, a union at one pit. I think it was at, I think that was at Bates Coppice, I'm not quite sure. One of the coal board lads had died. Now, whenever there's a serious accident or they're having a collection for a miner, we always used to, all senior staff used to give £20 for the families, you see. And my lads mostly used to give 10 quid. Now, if say you had 40 men working for you, or 50 men, it wasn't a big project, that wasn't. And say you got them working for you, and union and coal board's got probably 200 or 300 working. And the union man sent for me. I thought, what's going on now, you know? So I goes in and knocks in. "Hello, you want to see me?" "Yes." "What's the matter?" Of course, you expect the worst, you know. And he said to me, "Well, Jack, I want to thank you." I said, "What for?" He said, "Well, not you, your men." He said, "You represent the men, so I'm talking to you." I said, "Yeah, that's right." He says, "The money what they've gave for this man in the collection is nearly as much as all these bloody miners give at this pit." So it just goes to show you, don't it? You know. And then another time, union man again. "Now then, it looks like your lot getting sacked. What's the matter?" "You'll see. Go and see managers." "What's the matter?" "Oh, now, you had some boys staying overtime last night, didn't you?" I said, I reckon they'd finish at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning." "Ah, well, they come up at 2 o'clock and they pulled some flowers up and slung them down." I said, "You what?" "Ah, when they were walking out of pit yard, they pulled some flowers up and slung them down." I said, "Don't talk so daft." He said, "It's true." I says, right, I'll get my men into your office and we'll talk about it. Well, I got these two lads in, oh, they were rough lads. And he says, thou what? We put some flowers up? Flowers up? That must be bloody joking. And it appears that the security that afternoon had made a lot of kids go out of pit yard. And as this lad were walking, he was taking a shortcut across Middle Lawn, and as he was kicked these flowers, he picked them up and threw them down again, and that's when security man saw him. Ah, so, you see, they'll get you, union will get you for everything. They won't, honestly.
Do you not have much time for unions then?
No time at all, kid. Never have to. No. No.
Did anything change after the strike when you went back to work?
No, not really. I was never a unionist at all, never ever. I know when I was a lad and they said, I wanted to join union, I think it's 9 pence a week. I said, no, I'll keep my money in my pocket, thanks. I was, you know. But that's how it is, kid, isn't it? Everybody's got their own opinion.
Did they have a lot of power then in 74, the unions?
Too much.
Too much.
And during the last strike as well. They had too much power. Is that what spoiled the coal board? They used to go, ridiculous. If you was a lazy man and you went to coal board and you went to union and they'd listen to you, you know. Whereas we'd go and make a contract with manager. And if he stuck to it, we were all right. Well, I never went to union ever for anything. And they tried to come in. When I worked for coal board, the union man come into office one day while I was discussing a contract with the manager. And manager said, hey, what do you want? He said, well, I've come to represent Jack. He said, Jack don't want no representing. Get off. Ah. Yeah.
How long had you been working in mines before, 74? When did you start?
Well, I started in 48, kid. I did my training.
Had much changed since 48 up until 74?
I don't think it had really, kid. It's only when all these big machines... I mean, I was in charge of a machine, Gascoigne Wood here, what did the Channel Tunnel. We were taking 19-foot settle there, you know, and going into Channel Tunnel, I think they must have been taking 30-foot, something like that. That's some muck going out, isn't it?
Yeah.